Dr. Blumman, I did getting a follow-up office with a patient, Pedco, P-E-D-E-G-O, first name Sydney, S-Y-D-N-E-Y, date of birth 6/27/2012, date of office is 1/22/2013. Please send a copy of support to Michael Tenby, T-N-D-Y, N-D, 6850 North Durango Drive, suite number 306, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89149, Detective Tenby, otherwise seeing Sydney Pedco in the office for follow-up offices, period. Sydney was last seen for initial consultation on November 20, 2012. Period. At that point, she was referred in regards to macrocephaly. She hadn't had any imaging done. She otherwise looked good, neurodevelopmentally, and I recommended continue conservative follow-up. Period. We were able to obtain the prior head circumference records from your office, and seems earlier on, at about 1 month of age, she was more around the 90th percentile, period, on her last visit with me. She was over the 95th percentile, which was at just about the 7 months, which was around her last visit with me. She was just above the 95th percentile, and her head circumference of 45, period. She presents back to office today for follow-up visits. She's with both mom and dad. They feel that she's doing well neurodevelopmentally. She, or on exam, her head circumference is 46. In the office today, her head circumference is 46, which is above the 95th percentile, but seems to be starting to follow more of a curve along that percentile, period. She's awake and alert. She's happy and no acute distress. She is interacting quite well. She has a small, soft and flat fontanelle, a strengthened tone of good, heart is regular rhythm, chest clear, abdomen soft and eye, extremities warm and dry, no erythema, edema, period. Sensation is intact, reflex is a plus 2, period. In summary, Sydney is a present 7-month-old with macrocephaly. At this point, her head circumference seems to be tapering off just above the 95th percentile. At this point, I recommend I continue conservative follow-up and return to the office in 2 months, period. Up to this point, the family has not been real keen on I recommend I continue conservative follow-up with return to the office in 2 months. She, they're in agreement with returning to office at that time. At this point, I had not ordered the imaging, although we did discuss the possibility of doing so in the future. But if she drops back down into the within normal percentile range, maybe we could hold off, period. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to participate in the care of this patient. If you have any questions, please feel free to go. Respectfully, Dr. Peter Spahn.